The trade bell, he was so good yesterday, Fox Footy senior AFL reporter Tom Morris, that we demanded he return. Tom, great to have you here.
Thanks, Jared. Good to be back. Can I just say one thing about Norm Smith?
Yeah.
When you're in the MCC above the Percy Beams bar and you're walking along and you see Melbourne's team of the century, Norm Smith is the coach and he's coaching himself. He's sitting in front of himself as a player, and I love that about Norm Smith.
Could you imagine covering that story? So there are stories that feel seismic, and then you go back and immerse yourself in that and go, no, it probably still is the biggest story in footy history.
That's as big as it gets. There was a video made in 1996, 100 years of Australian football, that I watched religiously as a kid, and it was the centrepiece of that video. Also, good use of the word seismic as well, given the situation of the day with the earthquake.
Yes, today. All right. We're going to focus on Carlton as a starting point here, because Sam Petrevski-Seaton was the news after you left us yesterday. He is requesting a trade back to Western Australia, and specifically to West Coast, which, from what I can tell, is the source of some angst with Blues supporters who are hoping it might have been much more simple if he'd gone for the Dockers.
That's right. I don't think Fremantle were that keen on Petrevski-Seaton. I think they would have taken him for nothing, but I'm not sure they made a huge pitch towards him. So he prefers West Coast, and West Coast has pick 10, which is clearly too high for Petrevski-Seaton, even though he was pick 6 in 2016. It's just worth noting how he was flicked around positionally at Carlton. Last year, I spoke to Champion Data this morning. Last year, he played 44% in defence. Sorry, this year, 28% defence and 28% midfield. So he really couldn't find a home. West Coast sees him as a midfielder, and they want him replacing, you know, Luke Shuey when he retires, you know, getting inside that engine room. So West Coast has pick 10. They've also got two second rounders, and I think one of these two picks will get it done, 29 and 35.
Yep.
I don't think Carlton's going to play too hard ball on this, because they know that they probably, if they were going to give Petrevski-Seaton a contract, it wouldn't have been a big contract. It might have been just a one-year deal. So he wasn't necessarily a hugely required player for them.
So 29 is there, and 35 relates to a trade from the previous year. It's Port Adelaide's pick.
That's right. And pick 49 as well, which was received from Sydney last year. Now, there's news about Jared Brander as well from West Coast, who I think in any other, not era, maybe 2 years before COVID, you know, before COVID hit, Jared Brander would have been a pretty attractive commodity for most clubs, key position player, 4 years in the system. But I'm not sure Carlton need a Jared Brander, so I'm not sure that he is going to come into trade discussions here. So it's a second rounder, and Carlton fans will go, wow, he was pick six. He was pick six, but he hasn't really been a key part of the team for a couple of years.
And he's not going to West Coast for big money.
Not at all. They don't have any money, Jared. Yeah. That Shannon Hearn and Josh Kennedy and Liam Duggan are all taking big, big pay cuts. Jack Redden as well. So they have no money. So he's going there literally for a new home for a fresh start.
So a contribution being made by Brad, and he's... So we have a couple of categories. One is take it to the bank, which people are taking liberties with, but I sort of love you for it.
Yep.
Take it to the bank. Paddy Dow to Richmond for a late second round pick to play with his brother.
Paddy Dow's a contracted player, so it's very hard to say that's going to happen. I haven't heard it, Jared, but I wouldn't discount it completely. It depends on who comes in, but it's nice romanticism, isn't it, to play with his brother.
And then someone's sent through a few times.
Yeah.
Sam Petrevski-Seaton to West Coast. Petrocelli to Carlton. He's a Northern Knights boy. There's no equality in that.
Not at all.
That's
no, again,
that's in the wishful thinking category.
Nice try.
What of the Carlton coaching position?
So I still think it's going to be Michael Voss. I said that on Monday. I still believe that. My point on Monday is that the panel's preferred position was Michael Voss. Now, clearly that has to go through the board and Brian Cook, who's on this panel as well. But I believe Greg Williams prefers Michael Voss over Adam Kingsley. And it's a brave CEO to go against the person that's been appointed to run the process. So that could be done as soon as this week. If it is, then that will probably be today or tomorrow. I can't imagine them appointing him on Friday before a Saturday grand final, if not early next week. But I'm still convinced it's going to be Michael Voss. Nothing has changed in my mind from what I said on Monday.
Okay, so the other piece to Carlton is Adam Chera, which has been a constant in our trade bell for a couple of weeks now. You've turned your mind to what do they need to make this happen?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one for Carlton. If you cast your mind back to 2019, admittedly before list manager Nick Austin came to the club, they couldn't get Tom Papley through the door. And look what Tom Papley's become. He's an All-Australian. He's a dominant player for the Sydney Swans, and he would be a great player at Carlton. So they couldn't get it done. And then they gave up too much, in most people's views, for Zach Williams financially and Adam Saad from Essendon. Pick eight. I know there were some late pick swaps there, but essentially pick eight for Adam Saad. So it's a tough balancing act for Nick Austin, because he doesn't want to miss out on Adam Chera, but he also doesn't want to give up too much, because if you give up too much, then you risk being in the same position as they are now with Adam Saad. So Fremantle will ask for pick six, and probably more will be their starting position. The Blues have pick 25, but they're nothing until the fourth round. So what is fair? Well, Chera was pick 5 in 2017. He's played 76 games in four seasons. He's played 21, 20, 17, 18. So he's dependable, he's reliable. And I think, Jared, it's fair to say that his best is still to come. He also finished third in their best and fairest last year. So Freo's got every right to say, hey, you've given up pick 8 for Adam Saad.
Yep.
Chera was pick 5, 4 years in the system. We want more than pick 6. And that's the tough balancing act for Nick Alston and Carlton at the moment.
So Michael has turned his mind to this, and he sent through a 5-legger by email.
Not one of your multi-bets that failed in the Brownlow,
so
was it, Jared?
You have to concentrate hard here, Tom. I'll show you the door if you do that again. Chera to Carlton for pick 6 and 25.
Yep.
Darcy Tucker to Geelong and Jordan Clark straight swap. Michael Walters and Connor Blakely to Gold Coast for pick 3 to Freo. Pick 3 and 8 for Luke Jackson to Freo. This is where it takes a turn. And Freo then have pick 6 for either Erasmus or Amos.
I was sort of into it until Michael Walters' name was mentioned and Luke Jackson. Jackson's not leaving Melbourne. Walters isn't leaving Fremantle, but I love it. Isn't it amazing how people sit around and work out hypothetical trades?
Well done, Michael.
Yeah, well done.
You sent that a couple of days in a row. I'm going to impose a little bit on your time, because you've got a nice set of players who are in limbo, which will be of interest. And I don't want you to miss the full experience of the texts that are pouring through, which I might even give you time to have a look at. We are in the trade bell with Tom Morris from Fox Footy. And slightly longer edition, given the time we dedicated to the curse of Norm Smith. I would love to take a call or two on that front, 1-300-736-736. Jordan Dawson has chosen Adelaide rather than Port Adelaide, which was an interesting little tidbit when it landed yesterday.
It was. So Adelaide confirmed it, I think, about midday yesterday that he wants to go there. He was an Adelaide supporter growing up. His favourite player was Mark Rusciuto, who was heavily involved in the process to lure him to the club. He toured, I think, the Crows and Port Adelaide in consecutive days last week. But how are they going to get this deal done? I get the feeling this could go deep into the trade period, this sort of arrangement, because the Sydney Swans will play hardball. They're filthy losing a player who finished third in their best and fairest and has maybe 6, 7, 8, 10 years ahead of them. So Adelaide's not going to give up pick 4, and they're not going to give up a future first rounder, partly because they want to use those picks. And if they don't want to use them, they want them to try to lure Lukosius or Isaac Rankin home next year. They don't want to use all their chips now on Jordan Dawson. They do have pick 23. That's not going to be enough for the Swans. They've also got pick 37, which is from Melbourne. And it's probably fair to say, Jared, that when they did that pick swap with Melbourne last year, they would have expected that the pick 37 would be in the mid-20s or mid to high 20s, given how the Demons went. So it's a shame for the Swans that Dawson didn't nominate Port Adelaide, because they have pick 16, which I think would have been a lot closer to getting this deal done.
So have you got any theories running?
My theory is that the Swans will say no, 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 and it will go very deep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Adelaide will say no, no, no back as well. So they'll have to get creative. I think a third club might have to get involved. Okay. There might have to be a future swapping of picks. I can't see any players getting involved. This is the trade deal that interests me the most, even more than Adam Chera, between the Swans and the Crows. Finishing third in the best and fairest and leaving your club, I know for family reasons, to the Crows, that really hurts Sydney.
Players in limbo, and some of these are taken in by the texts that come through. So just walk me through who's in limbo.
I saw a text come through about Trent Dumont and Sean Attlee. So they're both in limbo because they don't have contracts for next year. Trent Dumont, or they're both free agents, but there's been some interest from Port Adelaide regarding Trent Dumont. I think Chris Davies, their football manager, confirmed that last week. But they're certainly not going to bend over backwards to go and get him. He's from South Australia, I think, initially. Sean Attlee, who's been a warrior, not a warrior, probably a stayer, is probably the best way to confirm him for the Kangaroos over several years now. He's just been told, you've got to wait. And you've got to wait until we know what our list positions are before we can offer you a contract. And then there's Tom Campbell as well, who's in the same position. At Hawthorn, Oliver Hanrahan and Tim O'Brien are in the same position. Tim O'Brien's a free agent. I think there is some preliminary interest from other clubs, but he again has to wait. He took not Mark of the Year, but he was in the top three, I think, for Mark of the Year. Hanrahan is well liked by Sam Mitchell, but he's sort of part of that mid-sized half-forward sort of brigade. And then Mason Cox at Collingwood, his future is uncertain. And Jacob Townsend, who played such a good debut game for Gold Coast, Jared, the Gold Coast list situation is so interesting because they have almost no spots on their list. I think they've recontracted 37 or 38 players.
Yep.
Townsend's not one of them. So he's very much on the edge whether he gets another deal or not. And he might have to wait until mid-October to find out.
It does strike me with Sean Attlee, who is he's the poster boy for nondescripts. His entree into mainstream conversation is to become the source of speculation in Trade Week.
That's right.
He's lived his whole career, more than 200 games, as a nondescript.
I think he's played about 240 or 250 games. Yep. He's done so well. And he potentially is just a victim of North Melbourne going young and North Melbourne bringing in some players to try to strengthen for next year. But he doesn't know yet, so he's just sitting there and waiting.
John has texted through. English to Freo for Lob and pick 8. Freo will pay 200 grand of salary for Lob.
I don't think the Western Bulldogs, despite Luke Beveridge, his mixed response to Tim English in press conferences, I don't think they're going to let Tim English go this year. I think he's got another year on his contract. Rory Lobb is an intriguing one because he wants to leave Fremantle. And he wants to, even though he's got 2 years left on his contract, he would like to find a new home. He's happy to take less money on a three-year deal somewhere. As I said to you yesterday, the Gold Coast Suns won't take him because they got Marby O'Troll. North Melbourne won't take him because they're going for Coleman Jones. Essendon isn't particularly interested. But I wouldn't be surprised if Rory Lobb fell to another home somewhere. And I'm not sure if Fremantle's going to pay some of the salary. What I do know is Lobb is happy to take less than the roughly $700,000 he's on per year at the moment.
Daz wants a new category introduced. Hear me out. I don't mind that, Daz. Sort of feels like a huge fiction looming. Hear me out. Could Ben Cunnington be in the conversation re the Callum Coleman-Jones trade with Richmond? What Richmond lacks is that exact player.
Yeah. Well, I say yes, they would like a player like that. But I can't see North Melbourne letting Ben Cunnington go. Can you, Jared?
No, I know, the
trade period is crazy and weird things happen, but Ben Cunnington is North Melbourne through and through.
Are you bold enough to take a call or two?
Let's try.
Rob's in Roval. Welcome to the Trade Bell, Rob.
G'day, gents. How are you going?
Very well.
Yeah, Tommy, just interested on your thoughts. Is it too simple for the Swans deal for Jordan Dawson to say we'll take 4 and 23 and give them Dawson and pick 12?
I think at the moment it's too simple. I think that's a fair question, though. I think that's what will be proposed in the end. The Adelaide Crows are so determined to keep that pick 4. So I think that will be off the table from the start. I don't think that's a bad deal looking at it from the outside, but I think the Crows will play harder ball than that.
Thanks, Rob. Tom's in Eildon. Welcome, Tom.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. I'm just wondering, Tom, with like the Dogs in line for Sam Darcy as a father-son, they've only got just over 1,000 draft points at the moment. What do they need to do to be able to secure that?
They need more draft points than that. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to play out. They've got a couple of players who are out of contract. Pat Lipinski potentially going to Collingwood. They could get some draft picks back in return, although Collingwood don't want to give up draft picks because they need to get Nick Dacos. So that's one of the things they've got to work through. I don't profess to be a draft expert, that's for sure.
Terrific. Good on you, Tom. Thanks for your call. Let me run these past you, okay? Don't tip into any of these accidentally.
Okay.
John, Kruger and pick 30 to Collingwood for future second round pick.
Sounds about right. I think Kruger will probably go for a late pick. Whether it's that exact trade, I'm not sure. But I think Kruger will find his way to Collingwood for a late pick, yep.
Any word on Braden Sire leaving or staying at Collingwood?
No, his name gets brought up all the time. And I have no read on – well, I do have a – the read is that I don't think he's going to go. I haven't been told he's going to go. So at the moment, the status quo is he'll be at the Pies next year.
Rumours circling that Essendon are courting Riley West from the Dogs. Any truth to it?
Essendon are interested in an inside midfielder. That's why I mentioned Luke Dunstan yesterday. Yep. I'm not sure Riley West is exactly what they're after. I haven't heard that one specifically, but they are after another midfielder, yep.
Any truth in Elliot Yeo to Port?
No, I haven't heard that. And I'd be surprised if Port Adelaide could afford to have Elliot Yeo. They're pretty tight under the salary cap. Port Adelaide have back-ended lots of their contracts. Tom Cleary, Peter Laddams, there's several others as well. So I'd be surprised if Yeo went to Port, given that he's not only contracted, but he'd probably be worth a fair bit financially.
J-Dog, Dogs need a genuine ruckman and Port Adelaide need more midfield depth. Would Laddams for Lipinski be a viable trade?
Probably viable if you're playing fantasy football manager, but I think I think Lipinski's going to I think if he leaves, he's going to Collingwood.
Yep. Okay. GWS pick 2 to North for Goldstein and pick 20.
I think that's highly unlikely, Jared. I think the Giants are taking pick 2 to the draft no matter what.
Mason Cox to Richmond for a tall. That's from Rod.
I think if Mason Cox goes to Richmond, he's probably going via either the preseason draft or the rookie draft. I'm not sure that there's going to be a trade there.
Blues need a replacement for Casbolt. Maybe lob in a deal with Chera for picks 6 and 25. Flipping around.
Let me work that out. Say that again, Jared.
Blues, Casbolt maybe.
Yeah.
Sorry. Blues need a replacement for Casbolt. Maybe lob in a deal with Chera for pick 6 and 25.
Interesting. I think Rory Lobb to Carlton is unlikely because look at who they've already got. Harry Mackay, Charlie Curnow. I'm not sure they need another tall unless Rory Lobb wants to play in the ruck, and I don't believe he does. I think he wants to play forward.
And the last one I'll run past you is Aaron Francis to the Crows.
That is one we get every year. That's a bit like what's the one you said yesterday that Tom Green to Richmond. Aaron Francis is from South Australia. It gets brought up every year. I don't know whether it's going to happen this year. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens at some stage in the future, but I have no read on whether it's going to happen this trade period.
Very good. And I'll read this one out. Hey, Jared, any chance to read this out, please? Why Chera to the Blues? Got heaps of mids already. Kennedy, Dow, Fisher, Kemp and Stocker need to be given more game time. Plus, we have George Hewitt coming. Plus, we are suspect down back if either Wiedering or Jones go down. Pick 6 needs to be used on a key defender.
Interesting. There's very few key defenders that are taken with pick 6 in the draft. They've got a lot of midfielders, but Chera's 4 years into a system and he's finished top 3 in a Fremantle best and fairest. I think he undoubtedly makes Carlton a better team.
I'm probably keeping you from your real job, Tom.
No,
thank you
fine.
For being here. Much appreciated. A ringing of the trade bell.
Thanks, Jared. Have a good day.
Catch Tom on AFL tonight with the whole Fox footy team from 2 p.m. grand final day on channel 504 on Foxtel. Special broadcasts on Friday. The two captains runs from over in the West. That's how we can touch base with Melbourne and the Bulldogs in the lead up to the grand final. So Tom will anchor that for us.